This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk, Polyethylene Polypropylene Talk. Polyethylene prices in Europe are on a downward trend in April, and weakness in the crude and naphtha sector has begun to exert more pressure for May pricing. On Monday afternoon, Brent crude oil traded below $100 a barrel for the first time since July 2012. Naphtha has also reached lows not seen since then, trading below $780 on Tuesday morning from a high of above $1,000 a ton in mid-February. Polyethylene players are well aware of this, and there are widespread expectations of another drop in the May ethylene contract price based on lower naphtha, and this is having an impact on demand in an already weak market. Many polyethylene players are now following the pricing trend of naphtha more closely for an indication as to where polymer prices should trend, and expectations of a possible 50 euro tonne drop in the May ethylene contract price are having a strong impact on demand and pricing, as buyers are afraid of building stock in a falling market. Polymer prices have fallen by around 50 euros a tonne so far in April, and the month isn't fully settled. April ethylene fell by 60 euros a tonne, and some sellers are already conceding this drop, while others are trying to cling on to some margin, having lost ground in March. Some producers urge a word of caution as prices fall, looking back to June 2012, when naphtha prices slumped to a low of $683 a tonne, only to rebound days later, forging a steady upward movement until mid-September. The spectacular 170 euro drop in the July ethylene contract led to a selling spree in the polyethylene market, but the sharp turnaround in naphtha pricing only days later led to a rebound in August ethylene, and the contract bounced back by 140 euros. Polyethylene players, both buyers and sellers, were caught short by this sudden movement, and some producers that had sold polyethylene at a decrease of 170 euros a tonne for July scrambled to retreat from their position. Monthly polyethylene pricing was in disarray, and buyers complained that they couldn't manage with such volatility. Another element uppermost in people's minds at the moment in the polyethylene industry is demand. It's been lower than average now for many months, and there are few signs that it will pick up in May. Production is cut back throughout Europe, sometimes to as low as 80% of capacity. But lower naphtha prices mean better cracker margins, back to June 2012 levels, and some producers may not be able to resist the temptation to ramp up cracker rates, even though the spread between ethylene and polyethylene is low, with some spot prices trading barely above the ethylene contract price. Meanwhile, most players in this market remain gloomy and expect no long-term upturn for some time in the face of competition from low-cost producers in the global arena. This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk.